The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Special schools and in therapy supports to those schools. So the government at the moment are running a pilot to provide in-school therapy support for those schools up and down the country. Now, St. Killian's is just such a school. It is in Cork and it happens to be the biggest special school in all of Munster, but it is not included in this project. Fiona Coughlin is a parent with Parents Unite and one of Fiona's kids is in St. Killian's. Fiona, you're welcome to the show. So thanks a million for taking the time to speak to us. But before we talk about this kind of project or anything else, can you give us a sense about what therapy supports do exist at the moment, if any, or what did exist in the past?
Hi, Kieran. Thank you for having me on. Well, it's quite simple. There is no therapy supports at the moment. Throughout anything you're doing with a child with special needs, it's completely a battle. It's a battle from day one to get a diagnosis. It's a battle to receive the right services and get under the right service provider. And it's a huge battle to find the correct school placement. And I suppose that's where St. Killian's comes into play. I suppose to give you an idea of the criteria for special schools, every special school will have their own criteria. So some schools may need a diagnosis of autism and a mild learning disability or autism and moderate learning disability. But a lot of children have, especially in St. Killian's, the majority of the children have a dual diagnosis of autism and an intellectual disability alongside a list of other diagnoses, as well as possibly complex medical needs. And that's where St. Killian's comes into play, because they opened their doors to so many people who without them would not have a suitable school place. And we are so grateful that my daughter is in St. Killian's for the last 2 years and she has thrived since we went there, but she's not reaching her full potential and neither are any of the other children, because they're not receiving any, not one single hour of therapeutic intervention since the end of 2019.
And what for Fiona, for the uninitiated listening to this, when you talk about therapeutic intervention, what type of therapies do you mean?
We mean things like speech and language therapy, occupational therapy, physiotherapy, play therapy. It would depend on the cohort of students in the school, to be honest, and their needs. But in general, majority of special schools, and especially in St. Killian's, the likes of occupational therapy, speech and language therapy would be vitally important for them.
So the situation then at the moment for a parent like yourself, Fiona, is that this isn't provided in school, and it's up what to each of you individually to go and source this yourselves, shy of kind of sitting on a waiting list and waiting for it to be provided individually?
That's exactly the case. So it's up to the parents to go and try and source this privately, which apart from the financial implications, like in most cases across the country with families with children with special needs, one of the parents has had to give up work to become a full-time carer. But apart from take the financial side out of it, it's actually quite difficult to find availability for this. There's a shortage and it's hard to get into places. But also when you're dealing with the nature of autism and things like that, routine is hugely important. So if you're trying to take your child to an unusual office or an unusual place with a different person for these therapies at random times, it's very unsettling for our children. Whereas if these are in place in school and are routine and part of their daily week in school, it becomes much more successful.
Yeah,
The children are much more used to it and the benefits are just much greater.
It is also, and not to look at everything through a business lens, but the kind of economies of scale argument applies. And instead of having kind of 200 parents out there individually looking for therapies, when all of those kids are in the school, to provide therapists in the school, I mean, it makes sense in that point of view, this kind of pilot project, but I guess it leaves something to be desired if a school like St. Killian's isn't included.
Well, I suppose if you look at this, like historically, as I said, most special schools would have had therapeutic hours pre-COVID.
Yeah.
They were never reinstated after COVID. They were in a certain number of schools, but not in all of them. And St. Killian's has had nothing since the pandemic, not one single hour. And I suppose the thing is that that's where they're announcing this fabulous new shiny scheme, a pilot scheme. But it's not that. All they're talking about doing is reintroducing something that was already there, something that they took away. And at that, they're only going to reintroduce it to a number of schools in a pilot scheme. Mm. And that's not good enough. Like, why should one school or one child with additional needs qualify for this over another? Nobody wants to say they're better or worse than anybody else. Nobody wants to take from anybody else. But every special school needs this. It's not even a case of deserving it. They need it. It's their right. And the children are never going to reach their full potential unless we get the vital therapies in place for them in the schools.
Well, stay with us, Fiona, because I want to ask you a about a few other aspects of that. But Sue Linehan is with us as well, who's the principal of St Killian's in Mayfield in Cork. Sue, thank you for taking the time to speak to us on the show.
You're welcome.
How frustrating is this from your point of view?
It's devastating. You know, to be principal of such a wonderful school as St Killian's, to be principal of so many, you know, wonderful pupils, wonderful families, amazing staff, and to see all the work that we put in. You know, the children flourish, they do very well, we're a very big school. But to see how, you know, as a teacher or as an educator, that they need more and we can't get it for them. You know, it breaks your heart every day. You look at your class, you look at your children, and you know that they could do more with more support. And the supports that are lacking are ones we can't get. You know, if it's a case of buy something new, we try to do that. But in this case, it's therapeutic intervention. And, you know, we wouldn't have a budget within school to even be able to provide any kind of therapies through any budget because we don't have one. And even then, it would be a drop in the ocean as to what is actually needed for the children.
So tell me a little bit then, Sue, about the efforts that ye have made in the school to go and kind of source therapists yourselves to bring them in.
Well, I mean, I've been in constant communication with the HSE for the last 4 or 5 years asking about, you know, when are they returning the therapists? You know, we were all assured they'd be returned, I think, in 2022. So we fully expected that we'd see an OT and an SLT arrive at some point. You know, we were hoping to hear that we'd have something. Nothing was done. I contacted Disability Services. I contacted the Department of Equality. You know, lots of letters have been written. Lots of conversations have been had. And I suppose the ultimate was the parents secured a meeting with Anne Rabbit in November to discuss the matter. So obviously, you know, it's very close to our heart. We travelled up. We had a discussion and we were assured that if we could source a private provider, there was money in the unspent budget. I think it was about 8 million and the money would be made available.
Okay.
So I went away. I procured a well-known, reputable practitioner company who would provide multi-D support. And they actually already work for the HSE in Tuzla. So, you know, I assume they're kind of on a contract basis. So I did all that. I got a proposal together. Very reasonable, I think it was, actually. I was delighted with it. You know, the costing was anywhere between 100 and 150,000 for a full multi-D team 3 days a week. And we sent it off to the department and we were assured that we'd get a positive answer. I then actually met the provider. He gave me a list of all the equipment that we would need. And we were told by the department, oh, the money, you know, you'll get the money soon. It can be done in weeks. So, you know, of course, we went on then. We started investing in all the things we'd need because obviously, as you can imagine, for therapeutic intervention, you need lots of equipment, which we didn't have. So we started fundraising. We spent quite a bit of money in preparation for this. And then we found that, you know, we're told no, or no one's told us anything at all, you know, and all of a sudden then this pilot project is announced. And I'm delighted, you know, it's wonderful for the 6 schools who are included. But I suppose the minister acknowledged that it was a lot to do with the work that, you know, our parents had done in their group and the advocacy that they've had that precipitated the pilot. So I suppose it feels very unfair that a large school like ours isn't included in the pilot because of all the work that's gone into this. And I suppose all the discussions that we've had in good faith with the department, you know, it feels very upsetting. And, you know, I can't even describe the level of work that people are put into this. You know, there's huge amounts of work in for parents, obviously, with children with complex needs. I'm running a large school, so my workload's massive already. So this was another piece of work that I did because I was asked to do it and I was told if I did it, we would get a positive result. I did it and we didn't get the result I was hoping for. So it's really disappointing.
It must be hugely frustrating from everybody's point of view to get these assurances, to go and do all of the work, to put it all together. And then in the meantime, a pilot project is announced and you're told, actually, sorry, lads, we've kind of got ahead of you here and we're launching our own, we're doing our own thing. Yeah. And by the way, you're not included in it.
Yeah. And I suppose it's a case of a broken promise. You know, I mean, you know, if you make a promise and an assertion that something will happen, you know, you should follow through. You know, if somebody says something, you know, people should follow through, you know, and I mean, you know, that should be so important to anyone, especially when they're dealing with children with vulnerable needs and vulnerable families, you know, because the families are hanging on. I mean, for some children, they're literally hanging on. They need support. They can't get support. They're told there are supports available. We're told constantly that there is delegated therapy support in our school, and there isn't any. You know, we've talked to the HSE about that, and there is nobody. I have seen nobody in my school providing specialist intervention for special schools. And I suppose, again, you know, the fact that you're saying this and you're saying it to constantly, but people are not actually hearing what you're saying. It's really hard as to be, you know, advocating for this. It's really hard. It's day in, day out, you know, fighting for everything for our children. As much as parents are fighting, we're fighting for everything. We're fighting for budgets. We're fighting for money for equipment. You know, it's just a fight the whole time, you know?
It is a pilot project, as the department say, and as the, you know, department's website acknowledges as well. I mean, there's a possibility maybe that you will be included before long. Do you know anything about that? Is there going to be kind of second or third rounds or expansions or what happens?
I don't know about that, but it's a pilot project. And as Fiona said, it's a pilot project purporting to give back what was already there that was taken away.
Yeah.
I mean, what was working before, why is it, you know, why do they now need to pilot something that worked quite well?
Yeah.
I suppose would be my question.
So just to catch people up. So this is... What happened was, a few years ago, that a whole new kind of system for... therapy was kind of rolled up, progressing disability services. And essentially everything changed. And I think it's kind of been widely acknowledged, and acknowledged even by government, given that they've rolled back on it, that that hasn't worked. And the complaint now from me today is, well, listen, just reinstate what was there at least. Let's start from there. Yeah. But they're rolling it out as a pilot project as if it's something new.
Yeah, but it isn't new, is it? Because before, no school had enough support. I mean, we didn't have very much. I think we had... You know, we might have had one day of OT and one day of speech and language, but we were smaller then. We only had 60 pupils. We've now got 104. That was never going to be enough. But the point being that we had something, we have nothing. They're piloting something that already existed that worked quite well to limited capacity, fair enough. But why is there suddenly a need for a pilot would be my question, you know. And we don't, like Fiona says, we don't want to take from anybody else. But, you know, all children in special schools deserve this support. All children need this support, and no parent or principal should have to be fighting for this. You know, we need to value our children and love them as they are and look at their potential, not categorize them in, you know, well, you're more complex than they're more complex, or my child isn't as complex as your child, therefore they get the, you know, that we shouldn't have to play that game. It's a race to the bottom, and it should be a race to the top, you know. How nurturing are we of our most vulnerable is a measure of our society. How nurturing are we? You know, how much do we care? You know?
Fiona Coughlin is still with us. Fiona, you said right at the outset, you used the word battle. You used battle about kind of three or four times, battling to get a place, battling to get kind of conditions acknowledged, battling to get assessments, battling to get the therapy that you think your child, and that everybody, I think, would agree your child deserves. And I have to say, I mean, I get an awful sense of kind of deja vu when I hear you talk about that, because having been privileged enough to speak to people in your position down through the years on this show, that is the common experience. The constant need to bang the table, bang the drum, to shout the loudest, just to get the types of support that should be yours as of right.
And that's exactly what it is. And it's exhausting, Kieran. I suppose... with everything with your child with additional needs, they ask you for the negatives all the time. Because everything is a battle and everything is a fight, you're constantly speaking about your child's limitations. You're constantly speaking about your child's struggles and challenges. It's dehumanizing. It's awful. We can't keep doing it. It's so demeaning for all of us. Like, all we ever get to do is talk about our children's struggles. We never get to celebrate them or talk about how wonderful they are. It's always just fighting and fighting and fighting for the very minimum that they deserve. And I suppose at this point, we're just asking Minister Rabbit to keep her word. Like, our children have finally found a suitable school placement. And we're just saying, please, just let us help them. By releasing that funding to us, our children can finally get the help that they desperately need. There's no more sitting around rotting on a waiting list. And if the HSE can't do their jobs, just let us have the grant and let us proceed. Like, this third-party company is in place, which means there's no more waiting. It means that if the kids return to school next week, the therapies can start. I mean, there's no more waiting. They can actually start to receive the help that they desperately need. And, like, the government can solve this problem today. And it's so frustrating to know that the money is there. Like, we're a wealthy country. We know that money is there.
Yeah.
And Rabbit admitted there was a surplus of 8 million in the budget. We're asking for 150,000. And to know that that solution is there and it's readily available is just soul destroying. Like, time is of the essence here. And we just beg the minister to release the funds and finally let our children thrive, flourish and begin to reach their full potential.
Fiona, listen, thank you for joining us. Fiona Coughlan, whose daughter is in St Killian's and she's with the group Parents Unite. Sue Linehan is the principal of St Killian's Special School in Mayfield in Cork. Thank you as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.